who said Tuesday a ground invasion by Israeli forces will be required to destroy Hamas in Rafah. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
The Israeli president spoke with the White House Tuesday to rethink strategy around the Gaza border city of Rafah that is packed with displaced Palestinians. We have an argument with the Americans regarding the need to enter Rafah, not regarding the need to eliminate Hamas, but rather the need to enter Rafah. We do not see a way to eliminate Hamas militarily without destroying those remaining battalions. According to the White House, during the call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, U.S. President Joe Biden reiterated his deep concerns about the prospect of Israel conducting a major ground operation in Rafah. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
The U.N. Human Rights Chief Tuesday called on the world community to urge Israel to lift restrictions on aid entering Gaza. In a statement from his office Tuesday, U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Türk referenced predictions made Monday that Gaza is on the verge of famine. Türk said the clock is ticking on preventing that from happening.
Israel's now 16-year-old blockade of Gaza has already had a severe impact on human rights for the civilian population, leaving the local economy devastated and creating a dependence on aid. The extent of Israel's continued restrictions on the entry of aid into Gaza, together with the manner in which it continues to conduct hostilities, may amount to the use of starvation as a method of war, which is a war crime.
Türk reiterated his calls for an immediate ceasefire and the unconditional release of Israeli hostages still in Gaza. For additional stories 24 hours a day, see our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in Hong Kong Tuesday unanimously approved a second so-called security law that gives the government more power to curb dissent and protest.